From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Jennifer Mitchell with the news on This Day in Maine, Thursday, July 29th, 2021.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners and by the Maine law firm of Eaton Peabody, serving generations of Maine families and businesses from offices in Augusta, Bangor, Brunswick, Ellsworth, and Portland.
The Maine Center for Disease Control reported 120 new cases of COVID-19 today. That's the highest daily case number since earlier in the spring. No new deaths were recorded. The state has now seen a total of 70,261 cases since the start of the pandemic. The vaccination rate remains about where it has been, just over 60% of the state's total population. Cumberland County has the highest vaccination rate at 71%. The lowest rate is Somerset County with 47% of the population vaccinated. The Maine Supreme Court has rejected an attempt to separate a multi-part referendum proposal. The proposal was submitted following a petition drive by a group that wishes to stop the controversial 145-mile New England Clean Energy Connect project. The three-part referendum question that will be on the ballot this fall asks voters if they want to stop the project, if they want to require legislative approval of similar projects retroactively, and require approval by a two-thirds vote for those projects that use public land. The wording of the single three-part question was approved by the Office of the Secretary of State, Jenna Bellows. A court challenge, though, argued that the question should be split into three separate ones. But Maine's highest court today agreed that the wording could be put into one single question. The $1 billion project to bring hydropower from Canada to the New England grid has faced a number of challenges, although work has already begun. Well, first-time claims for state unemployment benefits fell below 1,000 last week for the first time since the pandemic caused businesses to shut down in March of last year. The state labor department says it received just 915 first-time claims last week, down from just over 1,200 the week before. Continuing claims for assistance also fell as Maine's economy continues to recover. The number of Mainers applying for federally funded unemployment fell to 143 in the last week. That program is meant to help freelancers and gig economy workers and others who don't qualify for state benefits. That program will end in early September. A church that previously sued over coronavirus restrictions is delivering a preemptive lawsuit against the potential of new restrictions associated with the Delta variant. Calvary Chapel Church in Orrington is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to stop Governor Janet Mills from reinstating any pandemic-related restrictions as case counts rise. Maine Attorney General Aaron Fry says the lawsuit is a waste of time since the governor's civil emergency order has already expired. Mills recently announced that the state recommends masking up in areas of high transmission at the moment. Those are York and Piscataquis counties, but gave no indication that anything would become mandatory. The Maine Department of Public Safety says aggressive driving is what caused a fatal crash this morning on the northbound side of I-95 at Sydney. Troopers say 58-year-old Brian Landry of Fairfield was cut off by a pickup truck driven by 52-year-old Miles Ranger of Old Orchard Beach. Troopers allege that Ranger had been driving aggressively and made an unsafe lane change. The collision caused Ranger's pickup truck to roll. He was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle. He later died at a hospital. Landry was uninjured. More than 130 residents showed up virtually last night for the first public session held by the newly elected Portland Charter Commission. Participants weighed in on issues they see as central to city governance over the next year. Suggestions ranged from eliminating the city manager position to improving collaboration between the school board and the city council. Commission Chair Michael Kibede says he expects the commission will hold more public comment sessions. The commission will issue some recommendations next spring, which will then go to voters. And Maine already has at least 150 craft breweries, but a new one launching this summer will offer a different choice.
So this brewery will be dedicated to non-alcoholic beer only, so 0.5% or less.
Will Fisher is co-founder of Kitna Brewing in Portland. He also makes regular craft beer at Portland's Austin Street Brewery. But he says he and co-founder Rob Barrett noticed that very few non-alcoholic beer options were available and none of them tasted good.
Where we got the idea for the brewery was like, we have to be able to make a great NA beer. There has to be a way to do it and not do it in an odd way with weird ingredients and things to alter the beer.
Fisher says the company's first NA beer is an American blonde ale containing just water, hops, yeast, and grain. But the plan is to make a full complement of beer styles, from pale ales to stouts and seasonal specials. Fisher says he expects the first Kitna non-alcoholic brews will be available around Thanksgiving. Time now to check the weather forecast with meteorologist Paul Cousins.
As low pressure and the fan likes of fronts attached to it plow through New England overnight, all but the rooftop of Maine will receive a beneficial soaking. You may even hear a few peals of thunder. Quite windy along the coast east of Boothbay late, 54 to 62 north to south. Tomorrow's steady showers will retreat from the southern half of the state in the morning to persist farther north all day. Some sun will emerge during the morning south, during the afternoon throughout central Maine. Still, a stray shower is possible, yet an agreeable day for the most part. It'll become windy late and into the evening statewide, 61 to 77 north to south. Saturday, the best day this weekend. Mostly cloudy northern half, partly cloudy farther south. Windy and much drier for all, 64 to 78 north to south. Sunday, not very cheerful. Clouds heavy-handed, and showers will arrive over southern and western counties during the afternoon. 68 down east, 70s for most. Monday, behind the next front, mostly cloudy with showers across the northern half of Maine, partly cloudy for the remainder. 66 to 80 north to south. This is meteorologist Paul Cousins for Maine Public.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on the next Maine Calling tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, a look at the month's top stories, plus a check-in with Senator Angus King. Thanks for listening.